This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. At least I'm a talk show host that likes to talk. Most talk show hosts lean on the callers and lean on clips and don't even want to be on air. Believe me, I've been around it. Not me. My problem is I want to work too hard. I want to fight too hard. That's because I'm not a quitter. I'm not a loser. And I don't think I'm exceptional, other than the fact that their conditioning doesn't work on me. We're taking your phone calls. Said I'd go to them last hour. I will now in this hour. Talk about everything Donald Trump. Is he a Trojan horse? Is he a shill? Is Rand Paul right that he's a fake conservative? Well, I don't think it matters now in this phase because he now is the champion of conservative national populism. Metaphysically, he's now in that office. And he better not screw people over. He better not back down. He better not now flip-flop and throw it to Hillary, who we know he's been meeting with. What's your take on this whole situation? What do you see coming? What do you see unfolding? Mike in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Glad to have you back.
Welcome.
Just wanted to say I'm glad to hear you say that you want to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. I feel the same. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I was at the rally he had here a few weeks ago, and, you know, there were 15,000 people there, lots of patriots, lots of InfoWars fans, and, you know, like on the issues of him, you know, used to be for abortion and whatnot, you know, just like yourself, like you said, you've been involved in them in the past. Like myself, I used to believe in it, but thought it was about women's rights, but you know, you come along on those issues once you start learning more and more about it.
So. Well, sure, and to be specific, I wasn't paying for them. I wasn't involved in that sense, other than the fact that I knew it was going on and didn't do enough to stop it. And in a way, that's a coward's way. It's almost more cowardly what I did, kind of blind-eyeing it, than in there pushing for it. So let me be clear. It was very cowardly and bad and not good for my family name and low the way I was when I was, say, 18, 20 years old, and I repent of that. So when I criticize folks out there that have had abortions, I'm not doing it because I hate them individually. I'm doing it to warn them. Now, the people that know what it's really about and are pushing it and covering up covering up what it's really all about, they are the scum of the earth. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I feel the same way. I mean, when we were younger, for myself personally, I thought it was really about women's rights. You know, women were being held down. But you learn, you know, once you learn about Margaret Sanger and eugenics, that this isn't it, and that feminism was actually hijacked by the Rockefellers because only half the people were being taxed, you know, to break up the family. So
they all admit it. They've all written the books on it. In fact, it was women's suffrage was hijacked. But, yes, they turned into modern feminism.
Well, I think he might have come along on those issues. And like myself, in the 90s, I used to be a Democrat. But, you know, you learn more and you come along on issues. And what big businessman doesn't want to buy power and influence? So, you know, mingling.
Well, it's our political system and it's legal right now. So I think saying that he's given campaign contributions to both sides isn't overall a completely honest attack because they're playing on the ignorance of the public, not knowing that major corporations always have to give to both sides, whether it's the Koch brothers or you name it. My problem is he's hooked in with casinos, very seedy. He is also hangs out with the Clintons previously, plays golf with them, and ran it by Bill Clinton should he run for president as a Republican. And Bill Clinton said, I think that's a great idea, Donald. So you add that together. I'm just saying, let's watch him. Let's see what he's doing. He's meant to be put in there by the Clintons. I'm not saying he's consciously doing this to tear the Republican Party apart. Not that the Republican Party is perfect. It's certainly bad. But it's meant to obscure the good movement within the Republican Party. Good to hear from you, Mike. Let's talk to John, Rick, Ben, and many others. Straight ahead on the other side, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I've been pontificating for an hour on Donald Trump and other issues. And yes, he's a distraction, but he's a distraction that's become real. He is dominating in the polls. A new NBC poll that's up on drudgereport.com is out, and it shows what other polls show. Since the debates, he went up even higher. The more the mainstream media attacks him, the more the people support him, including a lot of Democrats. And that's what I told Politico about 4 years ago when Rand Paul got into the Senate. They called up and they said, why can't we bring down Rand Paul? And I said, because you're discredited. And I said, if you start endorsing him, that will bring him down. But you're so arrogant, you won't do that. And so that's how discredited Congress is with an 8% approval rating. That's how discredited establishment dinosaur media is. And now we have this cult of personality that hangs out with the Clintons, who gets Bill Clinton's blessing, the Washington Post reports, last year, to get ready to run for the Republican nomination. And I don't know if Ross Perot was a show or not. I know he dropped out when he was 5 points ahead of George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. He was about 5 points ahead of each one of them. Some showed 10 points ahead. And then he said, my family has been threatened. I am stepping down. Now, I warned you about NAFTA and GATT. I told you everything was going to happen, and I'm done. I'm retiring. Goodbye. So what is going to happen if that unfolds? That is a big question. What are you going to do when Donald Trump flip-flops? And see, the media will be attacking him on legitimate issues, on things he said that are truthful, like we shouldn't pay for anchor babies, we shouldn't have open borders, we should make America strong again, we should cut taxes. So you'll want to defend him because what he's saying is legitimate. Now, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm not just doing that because mainline libertarians and conservatives overwhelmingly like him. I'm doing it because he's not really run for office before. He's done some good things 10 years ago, speaking out against vaccines, speaking out against so-called free trade, speaking out against a lot of things, and telling the truth. So I'm not sure. I'm thinking maybe he really does want to save this country. Maybe he wants to really be the big man and not just a real estate and casino owner. I don't know. But regardless, he's the front runner. And people out there that love him aren't going to listen to us if we just say, oh, he's horrible, oh, he's a shill, oh, he's a government agent. They're only going to listen to us if we're legitimate and say, okay, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but let's all watch out. And let's all appreciate Rand Paul, who's talked about the NSA spying and funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and talked about all these other issues, who's being attacked and demonized because they know he's the real deal. Notice he didn't support the TPP. Ted Cruz did. People like Rick Perry are for forced Gardasil inoculations. Can't support him. 800-259-9231. Then we're going to go into the control room studio and talk to Joe Jennings, Anthony Gucciardi, and others and get their take on the situation. But now, let's go through your calls here pretty quick. John in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Welcome back, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
I wanted to give you a suggestion. If you get a chance to interview Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, asking this one question, which will determine whose side they're on. Ask them, if you are elected president, do you promise now you will never appoint any past or present member of the CFR to any cabinet-level position or any judgeship anywhere in the country? And if they won't answer yes to that, then they're on the other side. It's really that clear-cut and simple.
Well, sure, I've never criticized the Catholic Church because a lot of Catholics I know are great people, and I saw the Catholic Church being against abortion. What do you do when the Pope is endorsing socialism, endorsing communism, endorsing open borders, involved in our internal politics, pushing carbon taxes, calling for planetary regimes? What do you do? How do you respond to that?
Well, it's hard to do because I believe, and there are a few other people who believe this too, that this is the anti-pope. This is the man who was sent by the devil to destroy the Catholic Church. I was in the Catholic Church for over 20 years, and I got out when all of this stuff, long before this Pope Francis came about, I got out whenever we had a priest down in Dickinson, Texas, trying to tell us, he was talking about the schism, which occurred in 1054 A.D., and then he said, well, and since that time, many a Greek Orthodox priest has led millions of their parishioners into hell. So he was implying, basically, that if you're not a member of his church, you're going to hell, which is an obvious lie, because Jesus decides where we go, not some idiot priest. But what I think here, we need to ask these people, whether it's Donald Trump or Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, if you are elected president, will you promise right now you will never appoint any past or present members of the CFR to any cabinet post or to any judgeship? Now, remember,
you know, that's a great idea. We should get a coalition or group together and just ask Trump to sign a pledge to try to repeal NAFTA and GATT, to not have members of the Council on Foreign Relations or Trilateral Commission. Basically, we should ask Trump to sign on to the Texas Republican campaign platform. Because if you look at the Republican platform of Texas, voted in by the Republican Party, it sounds like something the John Birch Society wrote. And I think that's the answer, is to get him to pledge on a new contract on America that he will actually stand on and sign his name to. And then if that happens, he'll be in a lot of trouble. What do you think is going to happen to Trump, though, if he scuttles this Republican opposition to the Clintons? What do you think is going to happen to Trump's name? I mean, I think he realizes that his name is going to be anathema.
Well, what I'm worried about is if he is the nominee, that they're going to arrange for a convenient little accident for him, as they did for JFK back on November 22nd, 1963. That's the way they work. Remember when E. Howard Hunt was about to be paid all kinds of hush money over the JFK assassination, his wife went to pick up the money. It was over, $2 million worth. And as she was flying back home while the plane was flying over, it was a commercial airliner flying over southern Illinois, it mysteriously blew up in the sky, scattering a couple of million dollars worth of currency all over the landscape.
That's right. People forget about that. God bless you. Great call from John. I'm going to go to Rick in a moment, but we forget the globalists to keep power didn't just kill JFK or didn't just kill other people. They blew up a whole bunch of aircraft. They killed a lot of House members, a lot of senators, a lot of governors. Now they just indict you. And so we're entering a very, very serious time right now. Let's go to Rick in Missouri, listening on KCXL 1140 AM. You're on the air, Rick. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, welcome back, Alex. How you doing today, buddy?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling. What's your take on Trumpy?
Well, listen, I just wanted to make a quick comment regarding Trump and Ron Paul and stuff, and then I'll hang up so other people can, have more airtime on your great show. But listen, what do you think of the tag team between like Trump and Rand Paul as far as president, vice president, or them vice versa? I think it'd be a 1-2 punch that this United States has never seen.
That would be a great ticket, and we've had presidential candidates attack each other before and then end up being on the same ticket. But I tell you, I don't see that happening because Trump's the type that would want a weak second to him, kind of like George Herbert Walker Bush had Dan Quayle. That would be a great ticket because I think people would trust that ticket, and Rand Paul has a lot of appeal to more sensible liberals that are anti-war, anti-foreign aid, but that would be a great ticket. What do you think is going to happen to Trump, though, if he scuttles this election?
It's gonna ruin the name. I'll tell you, it's not a good deal. He needs to stand his ground and be truthful to the American people.
I hear you. And with all the dishonesty we've seen from politicians and all the corruption, all the dirty tricks, and all the hanky-panky and shenanigans, I hear criticism from folks against people that don't trust Trump, and I don't think that's legitimate. I'm not saying people are bad who think Trump is a second coming and just are staking everything on him. But I don't think you're bad either if you don't trust him. I'm sitting back, I'm watching. We're going to go to break here in a moment, but first I want to go to Anthony Gucciardi for a moment, come back with him, and then to Joe Jennings, and then back to your calls. But I wanted to, as we go to break, Anthony, what's your gut level feel on Trump?
Well, you know, I watch the Republican debates, and I usually don't. There's a reason this one got 24 million viewers. It's because people are tired of the, I will be a strong leader. They want no PC, no BS, and that's what Trump brings, regardless of what he ultimately does. People think it's a breath of fresh air. When Megyn Kelly asked him that question about some things he said about Rosie O'Donnell and tried to corner him in with his liberal perspective of, you said something bad about a woman, he said, yeah, who cares? You know, I'll say the same thing about a man if they're coming up against me. And people love that.
Stay there. I want to come back and have you elaborate on that. But that's it. I mean, look, a woman's on TV. She's a political anchor. She's in a man's world. To use a politically incorrect term, I'm all for women being in power positions. But then don't jump back across the line and go, I'm a woman, so you can't criticize me or disagree with me. It's like, you don't support Hillary, you hate women. No, I hate criminal, dirtbag, scum, New World Order trash.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Florida, Ben in Missouri, Tom in New York, Walt in Michigan, James in Colorado, and others. We will do that, but I'm talking to my crew
and political, and of course, health writer Anthony Gucciardi. We got Joe Jennings, who again helps run the show, and Joe's got his political view on the situation as well. I mean, I'm really just trying to hear from people out there about what they think about Donald Trump. And if you just joined us, you'd have to be hiding in a cave to not know he's leading the Republicans. The more incendiary he gets, the higher he goes in polls. That just validates everything I've been telling people. Stop being apologetic. Stop being cowardly. I'm not saying our listeners have been, but to the general public, stop apologizing for everything. I've got a video coming up in the next hour of black racist demonstrators in southeast Texas where this black lady, I think, killed herself in the cell. She talked about suicide, said she was going to commit suicide, flips out when the cop pulls her over. They might have killed her, say 10% chance. Cops do that sometimes. They're bad cops. And then these black racists show up that sound as bad or worse than any white racist I've ever heard. And there's these white people going, I'm sorry, I'm white. I have black friends. I'm sorry. Now, shut up, white. You need to die, period. All whites are bad. I mean, this is the craziness being put out that the mainstream media helps exacerbate. There it is, Sandra Bland protest. All white people should be killed. Breitbart, Texas. And this woman is so emboldened and arrogant because of political correctness. In fact, I want to get that lady on the show if we can do it. She does cuss a lot. Because I'm going to tell her, okay, can we not abort the black babies? Or can we shut up, racist? Because, see, that's not the script being fed by Al Sharpton and the media. It's just totally, totally crazy. But I digress to the dumbing down of society. Before we go back to your calls, Anthony, finishing up your points on Trump. Look, this guy's a playboy. He's a party animal. My big concern is I think he's blackmailable big time. He's involved in the casino business. That's as dirty a business as they come. I don't have a good gut feeling about Trump. Overall, him specifically, I don't have a bad gut feeling, but the whole process just feels like a setup. But at the same time, you got to defend him because what he's saying is true. So how do you separate that dichotomy from what he's saying is true, so they're attacking what he's saying, so you got to defend it because what he's saying is true. But at the same time, I've got some concerns. What's your take on that?
I think it's interesting to note that all of these pundits and everything say, oh, well, he's breaking the rules of politics. He's unprofessional. He's not a true politician. Well, those are rules that they set at some point in time, and those are rules that people actually hate. And as I mentioned, you know, 24 million viewers on the debate, the most viewed non-sports event on cable ever, Fox News should be worshiping Trump for doing so. At the same time, it's like, yes, he is blackmailable. Yes, also it's a cost-benefit analysis. Is the Hillary campaign going to actually pay him off more money to side with them? But he's going and being real, and that's what people like. People like
so that's the
reality.
Message is people want genuine. Even if he's not really genuine, the appearance of genuine is king.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going on air, and Megyn Kelly, obviously the host who was from Fox News hosting the debate, was throwing these super, super challenging questions at him, trying to hit him with PC crap. Like, oh, you hate women. You know, how could you say this about these immigrants and everything like that? And he's not cowering and playing by the political ball game and saying, I'm so sorry, I never meant to say that. Then he would lose. Ratings would drop instantly. So they could try and blackmail him with some stuff. But if he's smart, which it appears he is, he plays it off as, hey, I don't care. I'm real. We all say things. You know, what's mattering, the real issue is that this country is in the toilet.
That's right. And they've dumbed the debate down so much that, again, I saw an article in InfoWars a few days ago where at major universities they're having slap a straight white male day. And it actually says go out and slap straight white males. I mean, it's total discrimination. It's total bizarro, cult-like, Heaven's Gate weirdo behavior. And then we just sit here with these totalitarians going, slap a straight white male today. Well, go ahead and slap me. I'm going to break your nose. Go ahead. Then it would be a hate crime, though. All I did was come up and slap him because he's a white male, and he knocked my teeth out. I mean, it's just, and it's all these chicken neck little white wimps that are leading the whole thing. Funded by George Soros, going to Ferguson, chanting deck the halls with dead cops. And now, reportedly, one of these loons just shot at some cops, so they got shot, and that's called racism.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Well, make no mistake, Donald Trump is knocking them dead. Not backing down, not compromising. Welcome back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
America doesn't want globalism. We don't want a nanny state. We don't want to be dominated and told how to talk and what to do. I don't care what color you are. People are sick of it. They want change. And we saw Obama served up on a silver platter as the next Messiah by the mainstream media. This time, they're all demonizing Trump. And folks are responding by supporting him even more. That shows you the mainstream media doesn't have the power they used to. And all the numbers show that. I want to go back to the crew in the control room, then back to the callers, John, Walt, and others that are holding. I wanted to go to Joe Jennings. Joe, what is your view overall on Donald Trump? What's your take?
Alex, I mean, why does the country need a megalomaniacal, narcissistic bully to pull it out of the rut? That's just not what America's about.
Well, I mean, Napoleon helped.
Oh, yeah, Napoleon helped. Look where it got him.
There was another guy that was pretty confident in Germany.
Yeah, he did a good job. Pretty good on population control, too.
Well, you talk about killing Germans. He got 20 million Germans killed.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe what Trump is saying. I just can't believe that would be a good choice for the country. Yeah, okay, screw everybody. You know, I'm Donald Trump and we're the U.S. and who cares? I just don't think that's the way we should be going.
But we're being dominated by the bullies of political correctness. Don't you see, though, that, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Joe, overall, people's response is they want somebody to throw it back in the face of the establishment. The problem is he comes out of that very establishment as a very slick salesman with a lot of charisma. And so we have to debate his providence and if he's for real. I think he could be for real. I'm not saying he is. I think he could actually want to be president, actually want to save the country. There have been a lot of leaders who were macho and arrogant, who were not evil, who were able to pull countries out of a rut by having confidence and giving people the perception of confidence. The problem is a lot of times they turn into men on white horses, like Napoleon Bonaparte. That's where we get the saying, he rode a white horse. So in comes, in rides the man on a white horse. Who do you think would be a worse president then, since you don't like Trump? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
it's the best of both evils there. I mean, they're both corporate shills. Neither of them can be trusted. A lot of people say, well, you know, Hillary's got a track record. She's been in government for 20 years. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, committing crimes, more like 35. All right, Joe, great points. Let's go finally to Matt there in the control room studio. He made a really good point during the break and wanted to come on air. Repeat the point you made, because this is something I basically said, but not as simply as you said it, because the way you crystallize it is absolutely on target, and that's why the Clintons are on record encouraging Trump to run for the Republican nomination. Go ahead and make your point on that.
Hey there. So name recognition in politics, let's pretend here for a second to say that when I'm voting, I don't know anything about the policies or the legislature that some of the politicians have gone for, created, voted for, whatever. So in that instance, I would vote for the person who I'm most familiar with on the ballot. It's name recognition. That's a concept in politics, and it does really dictate a lot of polls and things like that.
That's right.
When people are polling, this is a great example, Donald Trump, he's very popular now. That could be the correlation you're seeing there. It could be that he's just so recognizable. Everybody has known who Donald Trump was for quite a long time, before he announced that he was running for the election, anything like that. So he doesn't have to cover any ground there. He's already well known. And then let's say he just drops out of the race. Well, then who's the next most well-known person?
That's right. He hogs all of the debate time to make sure it's all about Trump all the time, while destroying any name recognition for the other Republicans who don't have anywhere near any of them what Hillary Clinton's got. And then with a dumbed-down public, you now ensure Hillary Clinton. That's right. That's why people don't trust Trump, is because if he betrays and if he drops out or if he can be destroyed, then it ensures Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States, which, I'll be honest with people, it's going to give us a lot more ratings. I'm going to become a lot more successful if Hillary Clinton gets in than if a Republican gets in and people go halfway asleep. But I don't want her to get in because she's so dangerous, they'll complete the work of Obama, and then it's game over. We'll never repeal Obamacare. We'll never control the borders. We'll never get out of any of this globalism. And so I don't sit here and gauge my show off of what will be better for ratings. News Corp is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars more a year under a Hillary system. And that's why Rupert Murdoch has given 2-1 to Hillary's campaign. I mean, News Corp is behind Hillary for a reason. And so here I am convincing myself that Trump's bad news. People are desperate. They want to see a man on a white horse. They want to believe everything's okay. What he's saying is true. Let me ask you this, Matt, and then finish up the other points, because I cut you off. What does your gut tell you about Trump, and what do you think is going to happen to Trump if he drops out?
What does my gut tell me about Donald Trump?
No, I mean, what's your gut? I mean, you think he's a shill? You think he's great? I mean, separate from the name recognition point, that he is hogging all of that, and the media, even though they're attacking him, knows that they don't have any credibility. So the only way they can do it now is lend credibility to him by attacking him, knowing he's their shill, and now we're talking truly Machiavelli.
Yeah, I'd have to say Donald Trump is awesome. Not necessarily in a good way, not necessarily in a bad way. He just is a big personality. He, like we see on InfoWars, he's got some views that are great, like towards vaccines. But he's also got some other ideas that are controversial, and he's crashing through, and you just never know if he's going to make good on those promises. So he's a lot of talk. We'll see if he's all bite.
Is he all bark? Or is he all bite? We'll find out soon. And that's certainly true. Thank you, Matt. We will find out. Time will tell. And look, I've said this hundreds of times. Focusing only on a presidential race is part of the problem. We get 60% turnouts on average for presidential campaigns, 25% maybe for congressional type stuff. Local, even lower. And then you can argue, is voting even real? The point is, participation is good, so that real ideas get injected into the process, in my view. And you see both political parties circling the wagons, demonizing the true Tea Party, because they know that movement is anti-New World Order, anti-globalist. So you see the kind of Tea Party-esque nationalistic candidates show up to eclipse Rand Paul and others. It's just what I would expect out of the New World Order. You know, I like Jesse Ventura. Not that I even agree with some of his politics, but I know he's a good guy. He's for real. And if he ran for third party, it would probably take Democrat and Republican votes away, would probably equal itself out. A Donald Trump running for third party wouldn't inject ideas like a Ventura would. It would take away from conservatives, from libertarians, with a cult following that would then get behind him and ensure Hillary would win as well. So, see, this works on so many fronts. If he drops out, he hogs all the name recognition, Hillary wins. If he runs third party, unless he wins, it puts Hillary in. Any way you look at this, from any angle, unless he's for real and he stays in, this guy delivers it to the Clintons. Let's go to John in Florida. Thanks for holding, John. We'll go to Ben and others that are patiently holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I got a totally different outlook on this than probably most people do.
I'm looking for. Please don't call in and agree with me if you think something else.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
First, I got to tell you something that McCain is for, and then I'll tie that into Trump, okay?
Okay.
McCain just came out, and he's for reinstating Glass-Steagall. Now, this is a globalist par excellence, okay? Glass-Steagall will bankrupt major money center banks overnight, okay? So this is this man's way of running for cover. He's running for cover now. Man, okay, that's the way I see it, okay? This monetary system is done. It's coming down. I do this for a living. I do have some knowledge of this. Now, how does this tie into Trump? If you notice the language that Trump is using, your leaders are stupid. Your leaders are bad negotiators. He is conditioning the American public for what is to come. And then, it's just that they're stupid. Okay, no, they're criminals, okay? They are paid for and bought criminals. The majority of them are treasonous, okay? And they don't want to get lynched. This, to me, there is not going to be any election. To me, from what I've seen, Alex, this country is over. When you let the president... the White House in day colors. Look, I got nothing against what people want to do in their own.
But it shows the focus is Heaven's Gate cult level, where he
exactly.
goes to foreign countries that are under Al-Qaeda terrorist attack, like Kenya, and says you need to have gays everywhere. I mean, it's like, since when did America become nothing but confetti shooting out the president's rear end?
Exactly. And now tie that in with how he's, you know, just look at the coincidences here. He talks about the border. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then everybody's making fun of him. And then some woman gets killed. Now, you know what? The news media could have buried that, but they didn't, because they're going along with it. This is all part to me. This is all.
No, I agree. In fact, it's funny you raise that, because I'll see something that makes me think, oh, my God, he's bad for sure. Then I'll see something that goes, oh, well, he might be okay, because I'm just trying to really be open-minded here and not just have my mind set on something. But when, I mean, there's illegals every day, you know, that are here committing crimes, arson, rape, murder, and then it's only on the local news. And then, yeah, that woman gets shot randomly on the pier, and then CNN led with it. And I was like, that's a gift to Trump. Even though they're demonizing him, they then hand him things. I don't know. It's. Let's shift gears, though, into the collapse. The elite are running to the bunkers. There's major military escalations that always are a prelude to economic collapse. The Chinese stock market's been plunging. Greece is in crisis. You've got 30-40% unemployment in most EU states. So much is happening right now, and you see all these pieces lining up. The Federal Reserve boom, many economists are saying, is coming to an end. I shoot a video report about total emergency alert, elites headed, you know, to the bunkers, and it gets millions of views. People are really, really resonating that something big is about to happen. Gerald Celente says he believes stock market crash will happen this winter. I don't know if it's going to happen then, because they've suspended the rules of economics to a certain extent, but undoubtedly the cascade of bubbles is coming to an end. And absolutely, Trump almost talks like he's some foreign leader, where he's like, your leaders are this, your leaders are that, your leaders are idiots. And you're right. No, our leaders are compromised, sold out to globalists, and part of a plan to bring down the world economy and on its back introduce the new planetary government. That's been admitted, with the Pope now calling for it. So we've reached this epic point, and maybe they're going to give us Trump as a strong man during the collapse to then bring in fascism. I mean, let me tell you, the Tea Party and conservatism and libertarianism is hyper-sexy, hyper-popular, hyper-growing, but it can easily be twisted into a form of fascism. And just like the Democrats are a cult of communist wannabes led by fascists. I mean, they are a drooling, knuckle-dragging cult that don't look anything like their predecessors, that were very good on many points. But the Republicans during this dumbing down can flip and metastasize into something just as nasty. And all I know is something big is about to happen. Get into the economic collapse from, I mean, you say you work in these financial areas. We have a lot of the top experts of the world on, but it's not just our experts now. Sure, we were saying it first. It's a lot of other experts say the day of reckoning's coming. What do you think's really happening, John?
Well, what I think is happening is that you've reached complete debt saturation. The only way to introduce more money into the system is to create more debt. Well, you can't service that debt because there isn't enough taxes to go around to service it. So the bottom line is, they knew when they created this system of debt-based money that it would eventually self-destruct.
It's like, and we're now at that point.
Faster and faster and faster. Eventually, it's going to blow apart. They know this was going to happen, okay? And this is all part of bringing in and consolidating it even further and further and further. Think about it, Alex. Who here can actually pay more in taxes? You cannot. I can't pay any more. I'm done, man. I have no more money to give these people. Okay? But yet, in order to support a debt-based money system, you must garner taxes. And one One guy put it this way. He said, look, we should just go ahead and print the money. Because what is the purpose of all of this loaning? We were never going to pay it back. It's an infinite loan. They have no intentions of ever paying any of this back.
You're right. We've now reached the point of critical mass, and the only question is, what are we as individuals going to do to get ourselves ready, but also educate people around us, so when it goes belly up, they know that the free market didn't do this. Select mega banks who are exempt from the taxes, exempt from the regulations, they set this up. And on the back of this meltdown, they want to bring in even more control. Now is the key time to be spreading the word so people understand what is about to hit the fan. Great points. Appreciate your call, John. We're going to go to break and come back with Ben, and then Walt, James, Christian, and many, many others that are patiently holding. This is a great discussion, a lot of great callers. This is exactly what I wanted to happen today, was to see, hear some of our really smart listeners bring up different angles and other facets to this and not just hear me babble. I've got literally a couple hundred articles that are all very important. We're going to start covering those in the third hour, but interspersed with your phone calls, because through Donald Trump and the media's response and everything that's happening in the landscape, it gives us a bird's eye view, but also a close-up view into how the other systems are operating.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and
I'll tell you this, as it's not going to be Donald Trump that's going to save this country. It's going to be an awakening and a rediscovery of the principles that make great nations. And if you look at everything being pushed by the establishment that's stolen power, that's created a monopoly based on fiat debt, based on Federal Reserve fraud, based on derivatives counterfeiting, it all stands at odds with transparency, with prosperity, with everything that makes sense and that is good. We're just talking about Mike Huckabee surging in the polls, in the debates, coming from nowhere, very well spoken, says a lot of good things. But I think in the words of CJ back there, he's just good to make the, he's just there to make the old folks feel good and think everything's going to be okay.
I've watched his show. It's like an episode of the Statler Brothers.
I tell you, it's social engineering writ large. People want to believe what they want to believe. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Ben in Missouri. You're on the air, Ben. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all your great products. I use almost all of them, and I'm really happy with all of them. My whole thing is that I just don't understand how anybody can support this guy, Trump. I mean, he's fake. He's obviously fake. He's as real as the caller Smitty that calls up to your show. I mean, he stands up there as this beacon of crony capitalism and throws it all in our face and says, oh, let me tell you something. I took advantage of all these deals, and let me tell you, I'm very proud of this. I'm very proud of this. And it's disgusting. This guy is appealing to the public's goldfish-like attention span by saying all the right things and by being politically incorrect. Meanwhile, Rand Paul has dropped off the face of the earth. He's the one that everybody should be supporting just because he's saying all the right things the exact same way as Obama did in 2008. Is it really a fun thing to watch? Of course it is. For somebody who has a nihilistic view of things and wants to just be entertained while the whole country burns, yeah, go ahead and vote for Trump. But, you know, I wonder what everybody's opinion of him is going to be as far as electability is when he takes Jeb Bush as his VP, because it sure did seem like he really enjoyed standing next to him at the debate. That's pretty much all I've got. And thanks again for your products there, buddy.
Well, thank you, brother. Yeah, I didn't plug any of the products this hour. Supermel Vitality is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. That's been sold out for, I guess, 3-4 weeks. Supermel Vitality is now back. Concentrated herbs that are known to boost vitality, stamina, libido, like nothing. I mean, folks that have tried, I'm not going to get into it. Just try it out for yourself, InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. James in Colorado, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I should consider getting the natural lighting in your studio. I have fluorescent lighting in every single room in my house. It's like mind control, basically. But as far as Trump, I don't know if I've coined the term, but a wolf in sheepdog's clothing, I think, is a good one because a lot of these people, like George Bush, to push small government, but then, of course, they're putting through the Patriot Act, global government. So it's kind of just party politics. And I think Rand Paul should attack him really on two issues, which is eminent domain, the fact that he's kicked so many people off of their private property using the bureaucracy, unfair regulation that he supports. So he has kind of like politics, not using free market ingenuity, not really being a free market capitalist. I think he's the anti-establishment candidate like Bernie Sanders, who's like Pope Francis, going up against Hillary Clinton. But the more attention they give him by attacking...
Hey, well, stay there. You're making some really good points, James. We are really fleshing out investigating Trump. Third hour coming up. Stay there, James. Then Walt, thank Christian, Julia, and others.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.